Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy. It's Tuesday, and we're
checking in, baby. Let's go.
Everything just kind of shut down on me right
perfect.
Now.
Perfect. We weren't even talking about the government this time.
I know.
Amazing.
All right, Breeze. Yeah, we love that you guys are here this morning, starting the morning off with us. We appreciate that. Where are some of our friends this morning?
Where are you guys? What's going on? What's the 411?
Well, let's see. We have Rebecca weighing in.
What's up, Becca?
Rebecca says, good morning. Feeling good today. Of course you are. My boyfriend and I went out to dinner last night, so I'm feeling really great about that.
It's the new spot.
I know.
Where's everyone going?
Tell us everything. And I think that's it, honestly.
What are your vibes, aside from figuring out where the smell came from in your new house?
Oh, my God. My vibes are amazing because, yes, the smell has revealed itself. And when I say revealed itself, we found it. So I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling positive. I'm feeling excited that now that this huge weight and stench has been lifted off our noses, we can move forward with just making the house everything we want it to be. But that was a huge roadblock initially.
Listen, this could have taken, it could have taken months.
Correct.
It could have taken way longer than that.
Correct.
I mean, pinpointing it in a week.
Air purifier yesterday, and a ton of scents and candles and little plugins. So things are on the up and up, everybody. It's all good in the hood.
Because when Breezy's good, we're good.
Correct. Correct. Because if I have an issue, it's everyone's issue.
That's right. She will see to that. I promise you.
No, I will. Definitely.
Love that.
Who else is here for their vibes? We got a couple people still trickling in here. Megan's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are good today because I just put in for my vacation in a month for Christmas, and I'm excited about that. And it was approved.
I know. Next
off queen.
Next month, you guys, we already got to start talking about Black Friday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All the vibes.
Is Black Friday even still a thing?
Yes, it's definitely
still
not
a thing. Like in person, but.
When is Thanksgiving this year? All right, we know it's a Thursday. We know it's a Thursday. Yep. It's the 27th. Black Friday's going to be the 28th. And that's when everyone just basically turns into a monster. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's about things and stuff that you can't take with you when you die.
My fiance.
But
like,
there are going to be some good sales.
What do you want for Christmas? I'm like, a non-stinky house.
Yo, I can't believe that your fiance already got me my Christmas gift.
Allegedly.
Which I'm flattered because I didn't think we were shopping for each other this year. But now.
I guess we are.
I have to do it.
You gotta do it. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are good. I can't remember if I told you. So there's a lot of construction going on right now in my apartment building.
Okay.
They're putting up like a 7-foot fence around the perimeter of the parking lot. It's all going to be like very gated. Like, obviously, as some of you know, the incidents that took place last year.
Did you have something to do with that?
A little bit. I would, maybe, yeah.
Moose goes, I'm the president of the HOA. I'm like, there is no HOA in that apartment building, but okay.
There was a few complaints on my end, sure, that got the ball rolling,
15.
If you will. But yeah, when your car gets broken into twice in 2 months.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's
that's
a problem.
Really bad.
So, yeah, this is costing them a pretty penny, but everybody who lives at the complex now is just feeling a little bit more at ease. So they'll be done by Friday.
Okay. All right.
So I feel pretty good about that.
Perfect. Well, I'm happy for you. And I hope that means that you feel more secure and safe.
Yeah, I'm not standing at my window at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Everyone's taking turns doing lookouts.
Oh, my God. I watched Surviving Ohio State last night.
What platform?
HBO.
It's on HBO.
It was really...
Surviving State is about the...
Ohio State.
It's about the college wrestling team?
Mm-hmm. It was one of the most disturbing things I've ever watched. Like, hands down.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I don't remember the full story.
So basically their trainer, or not trainer, like on-hand doctor for all the athletics. It wasn't just wrestling. I mean, it was mostly wrestling, but wrestling, hockey, fencing. He would like do all these exams on them and just like someone would come in and be like, my ear hurts. And he'd be like, drop your pants.
Oh, yeah. That's a normal routine.
Yeah. Not great. And then he would shower with everyone. Not great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think we know where this documentary is headed.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. I have this swollen ankle. I'm going to have to take your pants off for that one.
Oh, check for a hernia. What?
Coming up on the show, you guys, we'll talk about this Listeria outbreak. It's getting more and more serious. We talked about it a couple months ago, but now the FDA came back and is reporting 2 more additional deaths, 7 new illnesses when it comes to eating this one food. And some of these in certain states, I mean, they're at Trader Joe's, they're at your normal grocery store. I'll tell you what to look out for coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. The Listeria outbreak is serious, you guys. The FDA reported 2 additional deaths, 7 new illnesses when it comes to eating prepared pasta meals.
What is that? Just something you like heat up in the microwave, like a lean cuisine or something like that?
Yeah. Okay. In total, the outbreak across 18 states has sickened 27 people. It's caused 6 deaths, and now it's caused 1 fetal loss. But the recall, ready-to-eat pasta salads and prepared meals were supplied by either Nate's Fine Foods and sold at a majority of grocery chains. I mean, you're talking Trader Joe's, Sprouts, Farmers Markets, Kroger, and Walmart. But it's serious.
Wait, did we talk about this before?
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
And now, they're coming out with more people who have passed.
Oh,
Listeria is especially harmful to people over 65 or older.
What is Listeria? Like a bacterial infection?
That's right. It gets right into the gut. It could spread to other parts of the body. Women who are pregnant, extremely dangerous. People with weakened immune systems. So because Listeria is more likely to spread, like I said, beyond the gut to other parts of their body,
mm-hmm.
it just results in like a severe condition known as invasive listeriosis. And symptoms usually start within 2 weeks after eating food contaminated with Listeria, but may start as early as the same day. Or as late as 10 weeks after. It could sit in your system for that long. You don't have a clue as to what's going on.
Wow.
Or tracing it back to a meal you had 10 weeks ago. Once again, the recalled ready-to-eat pasta salads and prepared meals have been recalled at a number of grocery stores, including Trader Joe's, due to a listeria outbreak in a total of 18 states.
Hmm.
That's a scary situation.
That's very scary. My goodness.
Coming up on the show, Breeze.
Coming up on the show, obviously, I'm a homeowner now, and I think that this is a question for everybody. You don't have to own a home to do this, but this is what I've been dealing with. I've had a lot of people in and out of the house to diagnose different problems and things of that nature. But when you have strangers in your house, are you expected to act a certain way? Because at the end of the day, they're in your house and you make the rules.
Sure.
Yesterday, I had two people in my house that I don't really know that well. And I just kind of was living my life the way I live my life if no one's there.
Completely in the nude.
No, literally. I'll tell you exactly what happened coming up next.
Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. Interesting topic. Mm-hmm. People coming in and out of the house. But do you cater to those people who are coming in and out? We're talking anyone.
Yeah.
Family, friends, crew members.
Do you act differently when people are in your house? Or do you just go on as business as usual? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regularly scheduled programming.
All day, every day.
So yesterday I had people in and out of my new house that we just bought last week and trying to figure out the stench, which I feel like we've gotten to the bottom of it. We'll get more on that later. But when I got the call from one of the, let's call him the duct cleaning guys, he was like, hey, I'm like 15 minutes out. I'm like, perfect. I just got home from the gym. I wanted to shower super quickly. And I'm getting out of the shower, and he calls me, and he's like, I'm here, and I'm literally in a towel. So I just go get my muumuu on.
You got to put the muumuu on. You answer the door.
I'm in my pajamas. I have my muumuu on, and I'm like, hey. So now this man is in my house, and I'm literally in my jammies. And he's like, hey. I'm like, sorry, like, whatever. Actually, no, I didn't say sorry. I literally just, business as usual.
Do you feel like after he saw you, he all of a sudden became less of a threat?
Yes. He's like, ugh. So where's that crawl space? So I was like, sorry, whatever. And now I'm like, I should get out of this muumuu. So then I go upstairs and I just get a better set of pajamas on. Like, I'm not in
like, for what?
Full clothes.
For what?
Because I have like shorts on and like a top. So now I'm in a different pajama set. He's like, not you doing an outfit change of just pajamas. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I get another knock at the door, and it's our dear friend, Ashley, who
of course
Moose works with for her realtor.
She's my real estate agent.
Yeah. And
slash ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. So she piles through the door bearing gifts. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Now they're both ripping apart the house, which is great to find the smell. And I'm like, guys, I got to be super honest with you. I'm starving and I'm going to make lunch. So now I'm making lunch.
You got to make it for everyone else. You can't just make it for yourself.
It was a prepaid or pre-prepared meal, so I couldn't.
Oh, you got to be careful with the listeria outbreak.
I know, but it wasn't from a store. So I was just like, sorry, guys. And they're like, ooh, whatever you're cooking smells delicious. I'm like, should I have offered everybody? So now I'm cooking in my pajamas with my slippers on, like nobody's in my house. Like, it's just insane.
It's so weird.
It's so insane. But also, like, life doesn't stop. You know what I mean?
Life doesn't stop, but a polite thing to do would have been to offer your guest something to nibble on.
So then all of a sudden my mom walks in.
Oh, now what does she want?
Like, oh my gosh. Now the whole goon platoon is here. And I'm just like, I have Mitchell in the crawl space. He's yelling up from the vents.
Sure.
I have Ashley ripping out my washer and dryer. My mom's walking in. She's like, oh my God.
What's
like,
your mom want?
We were going to do wedding stuff.
Okay.
She's like, oh my God. Like, what is happening?
Like, we're just trying to get to the bottom of it. Mitch is, like, yelling up from the crawl space. I found a dead body.
I cannot stand when people have to come into the house, even as a kid, when they had to perform some sort of job.
Right.
Last year, they had to come in and fix three out of my eight windows in my apartment. Okay? There was seven people in there. I kid you not, I counted. I walked in there. Oh, let me tell you something. I turned into a Karen real quick. This dude.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me at all.
This dude with filthy boots on, who was the head of the squad, whatever you want to call him, was sitting on my couch, feet up, with his shoes on. And
you
I walked
lost
in.
It.
Oh, I walked in real quick on my new rug. And I walked in. I was like, sir, excuse me. Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything to drink on the job?
Oh my God.
What are you thinking? What right do you have?
You're insane.
I was like, come on, have a little respect. Do the job. Get out.
You're literally insane.
They're in my bedroom, in my bathroom, everywhere.
They're working.
So mad.
Literally me and my moo-moo.
Like, I got no problem offering somebody something or making you feel comfortable. But when you decide you want to get comfortable before I even get there, that's a problem.
But I also think it's inappropriate. Like, what am I going to do? Be like, Mitch, you want a glass of Prosecco? Like, he's literally on the job.
No, nobody said you have to offer him alcohol.
Oh, well, I have nothing else to offer, so.
That's it.
That's the only liquid I have in my house besides water.
Just Malibu and Diet Coke and Prosecco.
It's all lined up at the top. It's actually part of the decor. Yeah, so.
So nobody ate but you.
Nobody ate but me. And then the problem was I was cooking, so then they couldn't find the smell anymore because it smelled like really great food. So they were like, so this really doesn't help us at all.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
How counterintuitive is that?
Yeah, so I think I screwed up.
Yeah, what was Ashley wearing?
Oh, my God, she was dressed to the nines. Her little Louis Vuitton, her pea coat, thigh-high boots. Should have been there. I texted him, so I was like, you should have married this woman. He was like, yeah. 98PXY
traffic. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is having a boyfriend absolutely embarrassing today?
You're asking the wrong gal.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Well, it's the question that more and more women and young girls seem to be asking after this article in Vogue dropped, and it seems to be trending everywhere. I mean, it has to deal with just how insufferable it is to go on online, see women constantly posting about their boyfriends.
Correct.
And the article talks about how there has been a shift in the way that people showcase their relationships online.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, we have friends that tend to lay it on thick.
Correct.
We've seen it.
Correct.
But I mean, we've had this discussion on the show, and we've poked fun of the way some couples do just that with one another.
What do I always say, Moose? The longer the caption, the more they hate each other. You know what I mean? We've been through our ups and downs. It's like, we don't have to write that online. We don't. Yeah, we don't have to do that.
I'm fine with that. If people want to express their love on social, fine. But don't just end the relationship, take down all the posts, and not say nothing about it. We need answers. I'm invested at this point.
Correct.
What happened?
And then they start bashing that person online. It's like, so you gaslit me for the last 2 years thinking your relationship was great based on all the photos and videos and all the content that you put out. And then you want all of us to turn on them as well?
Well,
hey,
I didn't
get out of here.
Going back to this article in Vogue, I don't necessarily agree with anything it was talking about because nobody's saying you have to do this.
Give us the highlight reels.
People are feeling obligated that they now, because I don't know, it's the world we live in, they see everybody else doing it and they feel like now they have a sense of responsibility to post everything about their boyfriend online. We went here yesterday. Oh, we had the best morning on Saturday. We went to the farmer's market. We got a cup of coffee. Details. And some people are like, this isn't it for me. I want nothing to do with it. And actually, it's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
And I'm like, come on.
Yeah. So what was the gist of the article? They're just saying, like, it's not it. Girls are low-key embarrassed.
Girls are low-key embarrassed, and they're because of it, they can do without having a man in their life. They're fine being an independent woman, and they don't need a guy because it's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
And I'm like, what? I'm not going to lie. I was kind of pissed.
I don't disagree, especially if your guy isn't house trained. It's like there's a lot of things going on that could be embarrassing and bring attention out in public that you just don't really want. So I get that.
Guys.
Or if your boyfriend is so unhinged and like doing and saying crazy stuff and then you have to take full responsibility for that, it's like, I'm good.
You should be proud with the individual that you're with. 585-252-9800. Be fully transparent this morning. Anyone listening, is it embarrassing today to have a boyfriend? Courtney says, I didn't read the article and don't plan to because anything from Vogue is a joke. But there's nothing embarrassing about enjoying being with someone you actually care about.
Okay.
I agree.
Maybe the problem is the people that they pulled for this article don't genuinely care about the person or aren't really into it, or that's not their person. Because, yeah, you shouldn't be embarrassed to be with anybody ever.
Right.
If that's your person.
Good morning, PXY. What's your name and do you agree with the article or disagree?
Good morning. My name is Alyssa.
Hi, Queen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, I'm even better now that you're calling.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call to say I read the article, and I totally agree with what it's talking about.
Okay. Tell us why.
Yeah. I guess, so I read it online, and I just feel like what the article is talking about isn't, like, 100% wrong. Sorry, I feel guilty saying it out loud, but sometimes I do actually feel embarrassed when I'm in a relationship with a guy.
Why is having a boyfriend embarrassing, Alyssa? Listen, we've made it this far. You've already took the time to call into the show. Be 100% direct. Why is it embarrassing in 2025 to have a boyfriend?
Okay, so I feel like it's not that I don't want love. It's just, I don't know. There's this part of me that thinks being in a relationship in your 20s or 30s is kind of performative. Okay. You know, like I look around at like couples posting pics or like bragging about their little domestic routines. And I just think like, why this? Like, why is it supposed to matter so much? I don't know. It's complicated.
No, but nobody said you had to do that. There are couples who do that. And yeah, they lay it on thick, but there's no rule saying you have to. You still can enjoy your relationship behind closed doors without the world knowing what it is you two are doing.
But I feel like I understand what you're saying about like the pressure of feeling like that because everyone else around you is doing that one thing. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it, I don't know, something about it just makes it feel like you have to and like,
correct.
Oh, I have to have someone in my life to validate me or my life.
Right.
And I just...
But when you are in a relationship... with a guy, are you embarrassed to be out with him in public because a part of you feels like, this isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's it.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I think that's it. But, I was just going to ask, like, what is the point if you're, you know, if you're someone who's, like, very independent and, you know, you're already, let's say, well off.
Sure.
Like, what value is it adding to my life?
Well, you mentioned you mentioned being independent, right? What is a healthy relationship look like to you right now?
I guess I'm just having trouble picturing it, like, because like we were mentioning, it just feels like you have to really like involve the person in every part of your life. Like, I feel like a codependent relationship is really encouraged in society today. I could be wrong. But it's hard for me to imagine, like, I guess, two independent people. Maybe that's what a healthy relationship's supposed to be. I'm not sure.
Well, what's your track record, Alyssa?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what your past relationships look like that got you to this point.
You know what? I don't know. It's just, it's giving Republican or, like, trad wife.
What?
And it's just.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
I'm dead.
It's giving Republican. Alyssa, stop it. What does that mean?
It just feels like you're expected to drop everything for a man. And like, you know.
So you tied it into a political party?
I love you. I'm obsessed with you.
What is it?
It's just a vibe. It's not literal. It's just a vibe.
I get that.
Not for me.
Come to the other side, my queen.
Do you think this embarrassment you feel comes from how you feel internally? Or more from just what other people think online?
Oh, it feels like both. I'm not sure.
It's giving Republican.
She's like, I can't explain it. It's just a vibe. No, I fully stand by you 100%.
Right. We're really getting to the bottom of this.
I think it also depends on who you're dating, but like that's neither here nor there. And if your picker's broken, your picker's broken. I can't really help you with that. But I do understand what you're saying.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. So it's boyfriends are embarrassing in 2025. That's your take?
They are, yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Is for real. All right, thanks for the call, Alyssa. I appreciate your take on this. It was an interesting angle, but thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay. This person goes, not Moose being a therapist on air right now.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. I have a lot of questions I need answers to. Bree says, the idea that... women need to be independent and single to be cool or smart is absurd. I agree, Brie. I agree 100%. Ryan says, if this girl who just called the show is the best Rochester has to offer when it comes to dating, we're in trouble.
And then let's wrap it up with the big kahuna, shall we? I'm 43 and too independent. I haven't had sex in 5 years and it sucks.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
it's really tough. I mean, there's only so many things we can help you with when you that might not be one of them.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY.
Over the weekend, it was the harsh reality that SNAP benefits, food stamps, all of the aids that help local families right here in Rochester get the food and groceries that they need to supply their family dissipated. And Rochester food pantries are expanding their operations as SNAP delays, you know, are just falling short.
Yeah.
Or they're leaving families that they... These families rely on these benefits to, like I said, feed their family. So St. Peter's Kitchen is expanding its hours and operation to assist any future, you know, lack of SNAP, which stands for Supplement Nutrition Assistance Program. The Trump administration announced Monday that it will partially fund SNAP. But officials say the use of emergency funds to pay for the benefits could take up to a few weeks or even a few months to get all those finances sorted out. Listen, these families don't have weeks. They don't have months. This comes after two federal judges ruled Friday that the administration must tap into the emergency funds to keep the food aid programs running for these families that are being directly impacted. My friends and I donated a bunch of food to food banks and things like that on Friday. All of that is still very much welcome and helpful for our community. The CEO, Robert Boyd of St. Peter's, said that he hasn't seen this level of need since COVID-19 during the pandemic. That's why the pantry is expanding their hours and making an additional 100 meals each day and now offering a total of 500 meals daily to the community.
Yeah, that might seem like a small gesture for some of you, but just taking the time and the effort to go and drop something off.
Canned goods, it helps.
I mean, we're talking about there's 42 million Americans who receive this aid, 135,000 people around Monroe County alone. So any tiny bit that you think you can do, it helps tremendously.
Correct.
Because this is we're in a time right now where people need it the absolute most. And like we always say on the show, if there's one thing that Rochester does, is it
shows up for its people.
It shows up for its people. Coming up on the show, Janine from East Rochester reached out. She is, I don't mean to laugh. She's furious. Majority of the messages we get where people are angry, I do laugh. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
but she just found out, this is serious, her 14-year-old daughter secretly made an Instagram account. Another parent tipped her off that her daughter's been using it to post thirst traps.
Oof.
At 14. Now her daughter's flat out refusing to delete the photos. If your 14-year-old posts a bikini pic, I mean, is that a young girl just trying to feel confident or is she totally crossing the line?
Yeah.
We'll share the details that Janine sent us coming up next on the show. If your 14-year-old posts a bikini pic, I mean, is that a young girl trying to feel confident or is she crossing the line? 585-252-9800 is the number to comment on this. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So Janine from East Rochester reaches out. She's not happy. She found out her 14-year-old daughter secretly made an Instagram account, and another parent tipped her off that her daughter's been using it to post thirst traps. At 14. Gets even better.
Yep.
Janine told us in her message she had it out with her 14-year-old daughter. Says her daughter's now refusing to delete the photos online.
She's like, I got too many likes. I'm in too deep.
I can't do it.
I'm in too deep.
I'm too invested. Here's the message. Janine says, good morning. I'm beyond embarrassed to even have to air this out, but I'm choosing to. Another parent from my daughter's school reached out to me last week, told me my 14-year-old made an Instagram account behind my back. I didn't even know it existed.
Okay.
When I find out, my jaw dropped. It's full of mirror selfies, bathing suit pics, straight up thirst traps. She's posting like she's in her 20s. I'm disgusted. I sat her down, told her to take the pictures down immediately. She flat out refused. She says it's her account and she has a right to express herself. I told her she's 14. She doesn't even pay for her own phone. Let alone have a say in what's appropriate to post online. Now she won't speak to me. I could care less because as soon as she needs something, she'll speak up or start knocking at my door. She's calling me controlling and saying I don't trust her. and that I'm embarrassing her. I'm trying to protect my kid from the internet and from herself.
Mm-hmm.
She says doing this allows her to feel confident in herself. Can I please bring this to Parental Confidential? I need to hear from other parents who have been through this because right now I feel completely out of my depth.
Right.
Has anyone ever caught their kid hiding a social media account from you or posting scandalous photos online? Aside from taking their phone and grounding them, what's the next move? Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Okay.
Hi, so this is me.
Yeah, you in your closet on MySpace?
No, literally, AIM MySpace. I'm like putting an away message up. My mom's like, why do you even have that? Yeah, this was totally me. And honestly, I wish that I had just like listened to my parents, my mom specifically, because the things that was being posted online was questionable, you know? Like so dramatic.
What were you posting online?
It's like really like vulgar things. Like I was swearing and like saying just crazy stuff.
Yeah,
it just didn't need to happen.
Sure.
It didn't need to happen. Your frontal lobe wasn't developed.
No.
You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're doing.
You got to wait till you're 25 for that thing to be fully developed.
I'm still waiting on mine, but
let's hear from some of our listeners this morning and some of the parents who have dealt with this. You know, I have plenty of friends who have kids, and yes, they've also been through something similar where they found out their kid, you know, was hiding a social media account because they were on their way to becoming an influencer.
Yeah.
All right, let's get 585-252-9800. First person here is Tom this morning. Guys, I've been listening to you this morning, and nope, this is on all caps. Tell that mom to shut it down ASAP. This is not about parenting. It's about safety. My niece had a similar secret account, ended up getting DMs by men in their 30s.
Shut it down.
Parents have to be the bad guys sometimes. The internet isn't cute. It's not innocent anymore. It's a weird, creepy place. If she wants to feel confident in herself, tell her to go get a haircut.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
Got the haircut.
Yeah, okay. Send her to Hair Zoo for sure. Let's go to Nancy.
No, I'm dead.
You can't fight social media with grounding. These kids are smarter than we are online. If you just take the phone, they'll borrow a friend's phone. You got to sit them down and show them how fast one bad post can spread. 100%.
This person says, stop paying for the phone. If you pay for it, and if she can't use it responsibly, then just stop. This person says, in my mind, going to this is child doesn't feel comfortable enough to tell their parents about their social media account or ask about it. So maybe there's some trust building that needs to happen between the mother and the daughter in their relationship. Also, it's a parent's job to teach their child how to use and be digitally safe.
Yeah.
This also includes teaching her what is appropriate to post and what is not.
Meg says, hey, good morning, guys. If the daughter is refusing to delete her Instagram post, the mom can try using the forgot password option. So if she has access to the email or phone number linked to the account, tell her to reset that password and log in.
Mm-hmm. This person says, Google Family Link block unwanted apps. It's not rocket science. Oh, wow.
For some people, it is, clearly. Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
So, as someone, I'm younger, and as someone who has had, like, problems with this, and I've hid Instagram, like, accounts from my parents because, yeah, and I would just say just make sure the account is private and have family members mainly following, because really privacy on a social media account is key.
Right.
Like, you can, like, it's like a Facebook account. You can probably make a Facebook account privately, but private accounts on, like, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook are key.
What were you doing, Ellie, on social? Yeah. And how old were you when you had your first account?
What were you posting?
Yeah.
I was around, like, 13, and I wasn't posting anything bad. It was mainly on Instagram. I was just reposting things.
Yeah.
And then my mom found it out, and she was like, oh, this is bad. And I'm like, Mom, it's not that bad. You can just make it private. And she's like, oh, really? So we made it private.
But okay, so it didn't deal, though, with you just, you know, being scandalous. You were reposting a lot of the stuff you found on social.
Yeah, but my mom saw that as, oh, people can see these reposts. And a lot of my friends from school were following me.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That's how it spreads. That's exactly what happens. And thank you, Ellie, for the call. I appreciate it. And this mom, if you guys are just tuning in, problem is Janine found out from East Rochester that her 14-year-old started a private Instagram account, has been posting thirst traps, mirror selfies, you name it, and now she's refusing to take those photos down.
Yep.
Good morning, guys. I'm a middle school teacher. Love the show. You'd be shocked at how many fake accounts my students have. Parents have no idea. You can either monitor your kid's phone or assume they're the perfect child, but my advice is be nosy. Ask your kid what they're doing and ask to look at their phones. Just because they're great kids doesn't mean they don't have secrets.
Right.
Yeah, she knows. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
they definitely do. So
what kids don't?
Right.
Let me get to two more texts coming in. JC's been patient. Hey, guys. So every generation has done dumb things to feel attractive or grown up. The only difference is now it's on camera. She's making this worse by shaming her daughter instead of talking to her about it. Sure. You can take her photos, but she will just end up using her friend's phone. It's not difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These kids are being, you know, according to Laura, groomed by social media to think validation equals self-worth.
Yeah. And that's just simply not the case.
Yeah. This is a tough one this morning. Because on one side, you got parents trying to keep their kids safe.
But on the other side, like, these kids are trying to just be a part of their school and their community and amongst their peers, and if you don't have Instagram or you're not online, you're the weird kid.
Yeah, when you're a teen, you're just trying to figure out who you are.
Right.
But this teacher has a point. Don't just take your kid's phone and hope for the best. Have a conversation with them about consequences of posting things online, especially the mirror selfies. At 14?
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Thanks for all the messages this morning. It's PXY. We'll be right back.
98 PXY Traffic.
Pittsford 490
East. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
You guys, you want to clear the air with us this morning?
Yes.
You want to get in on this?
Let's do it, guys.
585-252-9800. Hit us up on the text line or the phone line for There, I Said It. Let's get the elephant out of the room. Chris is here first. He says, hey, guys, people who text K when you write a paragraph should be banned from human interaction. There, I Said It.
Yeah, their phone should automatically lock for 20 minutes, like as a punishment. If you can't text responsibly and not give others anxiety, you don't deserve to have a phone, period.
Now, there are some people that I'm close with in my life where if you were to just respond with K or a thumbs up emoji, that you would be dead to them. That's it.
So disrespectful.
They would cut you off. Good one, Chris. Let's go to Julie this morning. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I love my husband, I do. But he acts like he invented meal prepping. People are obsessed with this trend. Well, I don't know if it's a trend. It's a lifestyle. Congratulations, you learned how to pack a lunch. There, I Said It. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
This person says, I actually enjoy my 45-minute to an hour commute home from work every day. There, I Said It. Some people look at it as a chore and they can't believe I drive that far to get to work. But I'm obsessed with it. It's my time. No one's bothering me. I can ignore calls and listen to whatever I want or not listen to anything at all.
And then when you get home, you sit in the car in the driveway for an extra hour.
No, literally.
On your phone. What's up, Denise? Guys, good morning. If you're married or got a girl, you should not be holding the door for any other woman. Some of you men are absolute dogs. Denise, you need your head examined.
What?
if you're married or you have a wife or a girlfriend, you should not, and she wrote this in all caps, be holding the door for another woman. Please. Stop it, Denise. It's called common courtesy.
It's called you're insecure.
Right.
So, sorry, queen.
What would you do? Denise, I would love to talk to you. What would you do if your man held the door for another woman? What would you do?
She would cut him and her.
My God.
Clearly.
That's crazy, Todd.
That is crazy. This person said, up until this year, I thought Halloween and trick-or-treating was dying and dead, but it turns out it's not at all. It's just my neighborhood. If you really want to have fun on Halloween and your neighborhood doesn't participate, you have to go to a different neighborhood. There, I Said It.
Or the weather just sucked. Did we take that into consideration?
That won't stop the OG tried and true trick-or-treaters. Not at all.
Derek is weighing in. If your teenage son is taking 30-minute showers, it's time to have a serious conversation with him. Showers don't take 30 minutes. There, I Said It. Okay. We're going to move on from that, Derek.
You know, we don't have to read every text in this room.
We're going to move on from that. Let's go over to Stephanie. I can't with parents who force their kids into travel sports. just to live out their own dreams. There, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people do that.
They do that a lot of the time.
People do that.
Let's see. Mine for today is this. If you don't have a calendar of some sort, you are the most unorganized human on the planet. There, I said it. And that's coming from a very unorganized human, but at least I have a calendar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you do it because, you know, it's you do it for the, you know, it's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I like to see what's coming up.
So even if the date passed, you will still go back and check it off and fill it into your calendar, even if you don't have to do it any longer. You do it for the dopamine. So it's like a last Saturday. Oh, you know what? I was at a wedding. I didn't fill that in my calendar. I'm going to go ahead and fill it in.
I'm not that crazy.
Yeah.
That's Patrice, but that's
your fiance. Sure. Mm-hmm. Going back to what Stephanie said about parents who force their kids into travel sports. I think I'm going to piggyback off of that. I can't stand parents who sign their kids up for three sports plus an instrument at the same time. It's like, who are you trying to impress?
Correct.
There is not a single kid who is interested in doing all of that at the same time. There, I said it. And I'm standing my ground on this.
Also, like, they're tired. They want to like, lay down, you know?
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Some people really do have one brain cell. My brother's wife filled the air fryer with oil. Enough said. There, I said it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's called an air fryer. Can you imagine? And we'll go over to our friend Brett this morning. People who create vision boards are the most hocus-pocus individuals I've ever met. You just cut out a picture of a Lambo in a beach house and glued it to paper. Congrats on creating art. There, I said it. These are great this morning.
Are you kidding me?
The breeziest.
Are you kidding me?
The vision board queen.
Literally the vision board queen. And if you don't have goals and you don't have aspirations, just say that. You don't have to come for everybody else, because honestly, it goes to show you have no drive and no passions in life. Sorry, Jonathan.
His name was Brett.
Who cares? Hate that guy.
I mean, don't you feel like he's got a point? Because some people have no... I mean... Yeah, I'm going to post this watch onto a vision board, and all of a sudden I'm going to end up with a Rolex.
You're manifesting. Look it up. This is why you have nothing in your life. You don't have a vision board.
Noah Khan on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, here's the situation with the Listeria outbreak. It's serious, you guys. The FDA reported 2 more additional deaths and 7 new illnesses when it comes to eating prepared pasta meals. So in total... The outbreak is across 18 states. It has sickened 27 people, caused 6 deaths, and 1 fetal loss. And the recalled ready-to-eat pasta salads and prepared meals were supplied by Nate's Fine Foods and sold at a majority of grocery chains nationwide. That includes Trader Joe's, Sprouts, you got farmers markets, and then Kroger and Walmart. Listeria is especially harmful to people that are 65 and older,
mm-hmm.
especially women who are pregnant or people with weakened immune systems. So this is, and we talked about this, I think, a couple months on the show about this outbreak.
Yeah, I remember we talked about it, and it was a Trader Joe's thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
They had that chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
This is because, like, so Listeria is more likely to spread beyond your gut to other parts of the body, and resulting in severe condition known as invasive listeriosis. And symptoms usually start within 2 weeks after eating food contaminated with Listeria. But it may start as early as the same day or as late as 10 weeks after, which is wild to think about.
Right.
You're sick 10 weeks after eating something that you threw in the microwave for 2 minutes. It's crazy.
No, that's insane.
Once again, the recalled ready-to-eat pasta salads and prepared meals have been recalled at a number of grocery stores, including Trader Joe's, due to a Listeria outbreak in a total of 18 states. Coming up on the show, we're going to play a little game called What's That Smell?
We've been playing this game for about
a week now. It's been a week, yeah.
And I think the game is finally coming to an end because... my stinky house that I've owned for 1 week, I think we finally have gotten down to the root of it. I think we finally are pinpointing what is that smell and where is it coming from. Get your guesses in right now. 585-252-9800. The big reveal is coming up next.
98BXY invites you to the
BXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I'm going to play a little game this morning called What's That Smell?
What's That Smell? We've been playing it for about a week now. And we have had no winners, no takers.
No.
We've had a lot of great guesses, and a lot of people have gotten very close.
Well, we've had a few that says Breezy's new house smells like Lollipop Farm, a wet dog, a wet cat, a rat, a giraffe giving birth.
Mothballs, must, whatever the case may be.
Well, that's all coming to an end. Yesterday, Breezy had a full team over to her new house.
Not me doing an open house. It was like people were just rifling through. I had Moose's realtor come in. I had someone from a cleaning, like a duck cleaning service, come in. So shout out to Mitchell, crawling around in that crawl space, absolutely getting after it.
I've had a realtor for years that I've done nothing with.
Nope. Not to get so off track. She was like, I sent this house to Moose and it was literally like the perfect house for you and you refused to look at it.
No, I said,
I was like, honestly, that's very much his style.
I didn't refuse. She sent me the house. I was like, listen, I just renewed my lease. She goes, we should go look at it. I said, I'm happy to go look at it. She goes, you're being stubborn. I said, I don't know what you want me to say. I'll go look at the house.
It's the perfect house for you. Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about. What we're here to talk about is the fact that I think all of my smell issues and worries are finally going to be laid to rest.
Okay.
So what we diagnosed yesterday was when the duck cleaner guy was there. First of all, we found out that my washer and dryer don't have any ventilation whatsoever. So typically a washer will have a tube that kind of runs the heat outside.
Or through the roof, something.
Something.
This just spits it out into the kitchen.
No, boy. The utility room that it's in. But yes. So that was interesting. And that is like very rare. And it's kind of like a newer thing. So that's what the cigarette smell is. Is it's going against this old wall.
Right.
And seeping it in. So we're going to have to repaint that wall with... Ashley said it's called Kills. It's paint that you paint on before it gets rid of all the odor, and then you paint on a color over
that. Oh, it's kind of like a primer.
Sure, but it kills the smell. So we're going to have to do that at some point. Not a huge deal. We can keep the door closed for now. The smell of Lollipop Farm is coming from, drumroll please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Let's do it.
The scent of Lollipop Farm is coming up from the crawl space below and through the vents because the duct system is completely detached.
You know,
the heating and cooling pipe not connected to the floor whatsoever.
I was really hoping for a dead animal. I'm gonna be honest.
Not you praying on my downfall.
I was really hoping for some sort of just something dead.
That's really kind of you. Thank you so much. If you're jealous of me being a homeowner, just say that.
No, it's just a little bit more exciting than the duck was detached. You know, that's all I'm saying. I mean, we've been working for 7 days straight, racking our brains on what this smell could be stemming from. So, I'm glad you finally figured it out. I just thought the payoff was going to be a little bit more exciting.
Basically, it's just I'm living in a crawl space. No, I'm a mole person at this point.
What is in that crawl space? Is it just because
it's just dirt? It's just the foundation of the... not like you can like store stuff down there.
No. It's just the it's the foundation of the house. Yeah. And anything can get into that crawl space from outside.
Correct. Which is why we need to seal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whatever's in there is just blowing it into the house.
Into the home.
Causing it that disgusting smell.
Correct.
So if it's raining outside, if it's musty,
correct,
that's what you're smelling.
Exactly.
But why only in the foyer as soon as you walk in? Is that where
because
the vent
is? Because that's the only pipe that's detached. It's only one vent that's detached. All the rest are secure.
But that vent is right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much is this going to run you?
I don't. I'm not too sure. I don't think anything. I have people. I have a guy. You know what I mean? I have a guy. Or if someone's listening right now, 585-252-9800, you are more than welcome to come over to my home if you work with HVAC or anything of the sorts and reattach my pipe.
Yeah, I got a guy. You know, I'll supply the parts. You come over, you do the labor. I'll pay you cash for the labor.
So
I got a vent guy.
I'm very pleased and excited.
Sure.
Because now I can get to just like living in the home and enjoying the home. I was not enjoying the home for the past week. We closed on it last Monday and I was like, I hate it here. I want to leave.
The first thing out of Breezy's mouth yesterday morning was I was crying and throwing up. Because
screaming,
of this,
crying, and throwing up.
Because of the stress that this has been causing me. Think about that.
I'm very sensitive to smells. And you know what? I just want to throw this out here. I mean, there's pros and cons to everything in life. But if I never got this nose surgery, I would have never known. I would have never known.
Which, by the way, she's still paying that off, too.
No, fully.
Just constantly bleeding money.
Just bleeding money.
Yeah.
Whether it be my home, listen, that I live in, where my body lives, whatever.
I can understand, Breezy, 100% I can understand where you're coming from. And I think all of you guys listening, there's nothing more horrible than smelling a stank and not being able to pinpoint where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
When we had the murder-suicide in the studio with the two mice, for a week it stunk in here. We couldn't figure out what it was. It was two mice that got into the epicenter of the control board right below us, and they were hugging each other. They went out together.
It was like The Notebook, but like rodent version underneath the desk.
The engineer found it and was like, I think I see where the problem's coming from. I'm like, this is actually really romantic.
They were like literally holding hands. It was so weird.
Is having a boyfriend absolutely embarrassing today? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's the question that more and more women and young girls seem to be asking after this article in Vogue dropped, and it seems to be trending everywhere. It's just ridiculous.
It's honestly, I get it though.
Well, it has to deal with how insufferable it is to go online, see women constantly posting about their boyfriends.
Yeah.
And now it's getting old, and the article talks about how there has been a shift in the way that people showcase their relationships online. And we've discussed this on the show before. We have friends that tend to lay it on thick, on social media when they're in a relationship. Those couples usually don't last.
The longer the caption, the more the couple hates each other. Words to stand by.
They're trying to prove.
I love you so much. We've been through ups and downs. It's like you hate each other.
They're trying to prove to everyone they're happy. And some of them are, but a majority of them are probably not.
Correct.
And I want to hear from you guys. 585-252-9800. You can text or call. When it comes to this Vogue article that came out, I mean, how many of you actually agree with it or disagree? I think it's ludicrous.
It is wild. I mean, I understand fully, not that I have much experience with having multiple boyfriends, but I can see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I totally can.
And so the article goes into people, you know, many that post about their boyfriend, they feel it's starting to become cringe because it leans into traditional expectations of romance and gender roles and how you present it to the world.
Correct.
And it's like, well, don't do it then. Just don't do it. Let me go over to Courtney weighing in this morning. Courtney says, I didn't read the article. Don't plan to because Vogue is a joke. There's nothing embarrassing about enjoying being with someone you care about. I agree. The world doesn't know what you're doing, or it doesn't have to know what you're doing 100% of the time. Sometimes it's okay to just not post.
Right. But I think that the reason that people feel like they need to is because everybody else is as well. So you're like trying to keep up with the Joneses in a digital way, and it's just obviously leading to just chaos is ensuing.
Good morning, PXY. What's your name, and do you agree with this article or disagree?
Good morning. My name is Alyssa.
Hi, Queen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, I'm even better now that you're calling.
So I just wanted to call to say I read the article, and I totally agree with what it's talking about.
Okay. Tell us why.
Yeah. I guess, So I read it online, and I just feel like what the article is talking about isn't like 100% wrong. I feel guilty saying it out loud, but sometimes I do actually feel embarrassed when I'm in a relationship with a guy.
Why is having a boyfriend embarrassing, Alyssa? Listen, we've made it this far. You've already took the time to call into the show. Be 100% direct. Why is it embarrassing in 2025 to have a boyfriend?
Okay, so I feel like it's not that I don't want love. It's just, I don't know. There's this part of me that thinks being in a relationship in your 20s or 30s is kind of performative. Okay. You know, like I look around at like couples posting pics or like bragging about their little domestic routines. And I just think like, why this? Like, why is it supposed to matter so much? I don't know. It's complicated.
No, but nobody said you had to do that. There are couples who do that. And yeah, they lay it on thick, but there's no rule saying you have to. You still can enjoy your relationship behind closed doors without the world knowing what it is you two are doing.
But I feel like I understand what you're saying about like the pressure of feeling like that because everyone else around you is doing that one thing. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it, I don't know, something about it just makes it feel like you have to and like,
correct.
Oh, I have to have someone in my life to validate me or my life.
Right.
And I just...
But when you are in a relationship... with a guy, are you embarrassed to be out with him in public because a part of you feels like, this isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's it.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I think that's it. I was just going to ask, like, what is the point if you're, you know, if you're someone who's, like, very independent and, you know, you're already, let's say, well off.
Sure.
Like, what value is it adding to my life?
You mentioned being independent, right?
Uh-huh.
What does a healthy relationship look like to you right now?
I guess I'm just having trouble picturing it. Because we were mentioning, it just feels like you have to really involve the person in every part of your life. Like, I feel like a codependent relationship is really encouraged in society today. I could be wrong. But it's hard for me to imagine, like, I guess, two independent people. Maybe that's what a healthy relationship's supposed to be. I'm not sure.
Well, what's your track record, Alyssa?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what your past relationships look like that got you to this point.
You know what? I don't know. It's just, it's giving Republican or, like, trad wife.
What?
And it's just,
what does that even mean? What does that even mean?
I'm dead.
It's giving Republican. Alyssa, stop it. What does that mean?
It just feels like you're expected to drop everything for a man. And like, that, you know.
So you tied it into a political party?
I love you. I'm obsessed with you.
It's just a vibe. It's not literal. It's just a vibe.
I get that. Come to the other side, my queen.
Do you think this embarrassment you feel comes from how you feel internally? Or more from just what other people think online?
Oh, it feels like both. I'm not sure.
It's giving Republican.
She's like, I can't explain it. It's just a vibe. No, I fully stand by you 100%.
Right. We're really getting to the bottom of this.
I think it also depends on who you're dating, but like that's neither here nor there. And I if your picker's broken, your picker's broken. I can't really help you with that. But I do understand what you're saying.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. So it's boyfriends are embarrassing in 2025. That's your take?
They are, yeah.
Oh,
it is.
Oh God, this is for real. All right, thanks for the call, Alyssa. I appreciate your take on this. It was an interesting angle, but thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a good day. Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight. We're in trouble. We're all in trouble. Bree says, good morning, guys. The idea that women need to be independent and single to be cool or smart is absurd. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, Bree. Who else is here? By the way, if anyone's just tuning in, you missed a whole lot this morning. Is having a boyfriend absolutely embarrassing today? Because according to this new article that Vogue released, yes, women like Alyssa say, smart girls will find a way to do life on their own.
Yeah.
I can't wait until she gets a flat tire. What does this crowbar looky thing do?
with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X, 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out Beetlejuice for a shot to go see Hamilton opening night at Wester Auditorium Theater November 18th.
It was a lot, you guys.
More chances to win those next Monday for Moosterpiece Theater. But before we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie Beetlejuice yesterday on the show.
Would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, shoot.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think? You think I'm qualified?
Okay, you know what? We're leaving.
Oh, come on, don't leave. Let's face it, we're both peas in a pod. You want someone out of your house, I want to get someone out of your house. God, you do smell good. Go ahead, do your thing. Come on. There you go. Cut. Yeah, so, you know, we got through it.
We sure did.
Personally, I think I crushed yesterday. Breezy, she was a little off her game.
You crushed it. No, it was hard to read. I don't know. I was having a stroke. But anyways, nevertheless, this was very relatable to me. I mean,
well,
the house situation.
Sure.
The smells, the people, the vibes, the spirits, all of the things.
Here's the breakdown. If you haven't seen Beetlejuice, after Barbara and Adam Maitland die in a car accident, they find themselves stuck haunting their country residence, unable to leave the house. So when the unbearable Dietzes and teen daughter Lydia, played by Winona Ryder, buy the house, the Maitlands attempt to scare them away without success. Their efforts attract Beetlejuice, a very rambunctious spirit who helps quickly become dangerous for the new homeowners. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 83%. The movie is 1988, but Michael Keaton is a genius. Did you see the new Beetlejuice? I have not.
I did not. But Beetlejuice actually, funny enough, came to RBTL on stage, which was cool.
Last year?
Yes, last year. Maybe 2 years ago? I can't remember. But yes.
Did this movie hold up, Breezy?
Listen, it's a little dated.
Sure.
I will admit it's a little dated, but I think it's a classic. I mean, some of the special effects and things were a little,
For the '80s, they did
for the
best.
'80s. Yep.
They did the best they could do
what they could. But overall it's a good movie.
Okay. We'll take that. Who's your favorite character in the film?
I gotta go Beetlejuice.
100% all day long.
Okay, I
thought you were gonna say Alec Baldwin. No.
Michael Keaton did a really good job at acting in this. And you know what? The biggest like throwback moment of it all was just the way that they moved about life and what they were wearing. It's like the big glasses.
Yes.
Totally was so Honey, I Shrunk the Kids vibes. I felt that.
The tucked in shirt, everyone had khakis on. You know what I mean? It was
correct.
Very dress casual.
Mm-hmm.
But life was very more easygoing. Simpler times, if you will. Did you have a favorite scene in the film?
You know, I like the scene where they first kind of like meet Beetlejuice and discover, because you don't really know like what is happening.
That's right.
Because they're in the house and they're like, what's going on here? He just comes out of the woodwork so casually, and I respect it. He's like, sup?
They didn't know they were dead, which makes it even more exciting, too. Who is your least favorite character?
Honestly, I know you said he was going to be my favorite, but Alec Baldwin's character.
Didn't like him.
Wasn't into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like anti-Alec Baldwin now after he did all that stuff on set. But
well, okay. That's all. We don't need to get into that, but personally, I think he was great in Beetlejuice. You did say the best throwback moment was just the glasses.
And the house. I mean, that house was old. I mean, if they're selling that in Rochester in this day and age,
oh, it would be worth it.
It's going for like 500 million.
So. It's going for a couple mil for sure. Popcorn bucket score, Breezy, out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring the 1988 film Beetlejuice starring Michael Keaton? And of course, Alec Baldwin. And of course, Winona Ryder.
We laughed, we cried, we had fun. And out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a solid 3-3.
Oh my God.
Crushed it.
Are you kidding? Anything less than a 4 is just absolutely insulting. But
there was some work that needed to be done. But
like with what though?
I mean, if you had me watch this, you should have had me watch the updated version. That's all I have to say.
Oh God.
But again, it's your pick.
Yeah. Well, okay. 3-3 for Beetlejuice. I'm really sorry about that, everyone. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Elaine.
Elaine, where are you calling from this morning? Are you at work or are you driving?
I'm driving.
You are?
I'm safe driving. I am safe driving. Yeah.
Who are you trying to win these tickets for?
My girlfriend's going through a lot. One of my girlfriends is going through a lot of just having a hard time. And I just think that this would make her very, very happy.
That's what good friends are for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah, you should definitely take her to the show this Friday night because Breezy and I will be there. Also, you're caller A! I love it.
Wow.
I love it. She's going to be so excited, Elaine.
She's going to be so excited. And I hope she's listening right now because going to be like, why doesn't she have her seatbelts on? Because you can hear it dinging in the background.
Oh yeah, you should probably just go ahead and
safety first.
I put it on.
Click it or ticket, you know what I mean?
I got it. We're safe.
All right. All right, listen, a seatbelt is one thing, but drinking and driving, that's a whole other. You know, you don't want to do that.
Oh, my God,
either.
Of course. No, not doing that.
Okay,
no.
Elaine, this Friday night, get there at 6. You're going to hang out with Breezy and myself before the show. And then Shannon will take the stage at 7 to do the entire tribute to Taylor Swift. And this is going to be at Fort Hill Performing Arts Center. Okay?
Go queen.
Okay. Yay!
Shannon, my girl.
All right, stay on the line. We're going to get all your info, Shannon. More chances to win tickets to Taylor's Story for this Friday night is coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
There's so much to be thankful for this year. Friends, family, and savings. During Vision's Thankful for Savings sales event. We're honored to serve the automotive needs of the Rochester community, and this is our way of saying thanks. Stop into any one of our 11 locations and find the vehicle that's just right for you. And don't forget, every Vision vehicle comes with a Vision Care package. We're thankful for you and your business.
Come see us at the all-new Vision.
You know that feeling when your hard work is genuinely appreciated? That's the feeling I get working at Heritage Christian Services. And if I work certain shifts, I can earn up to $22.25 an hour. Supporting people with disabilities is what I do. And here, I'm supported right back. We're talking on-demand pay, generous vacation, and success coaches who've got my back when life throws curveballs. At Heritage Christian, while I'm caring for others, they're caring for me. Apply today at joinhcs.org.
Out here, the bright lights show you who's ready and who's just talking. AT&T's been steady in the pocket since 1876. Take T-Mobile. They talk a big game about price locks, then get smacked for deceptive ads. 150 years of playing it straight tends to show. AT&T, when you compare, there's no comparison.
Based on BlueMetrics United States Root Score report, 1H2025. Tested with best commercial via available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. RootMetrics rankings are not an endorsement of AT&T. Based on advertising challenges of wireless and home internet providers filed from 2022 to 2025.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The legendary Guitars and Stars concert is back Wednesday, November 12th at West Her Auditorium Theater. Presented by
Salvatores.com
and Vision Automotive Group. Join us for a night of acoustic music featuring George Burns,
she only dances the cowboy songs,
Cameron Marlowe,
don't mind me.
Red Baron, Lancome, Graylin James, and Randall King. Tickets start at just $15 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Or save on fees by purchasing tickets in person at the theater box office. Guitars and Stars Concert is presented by Salvatores.com, delivering you the hottest country artists in Rochester and Vision Automotive Group, where customers are at the heart of every dealership. And brought to you by Advantage Credit Union. Rewards checking. Get paid up to 2 days early. Waive fees. Earn cash just by using your debit card. See AdvantageFCU.org for details. And Brooks Factory Direct Trailers, your one-stop shop for trailers, lawn equipment, and repairs. Guitars and Stars, benefiting the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester.
Ryan Phelps Auto Sales and Sodas. Good credit, bad credit, even first-time buyer and buy here, pay here. A team with an A-plus reputation. Visit RyanPhelps.com. That's RyanPhelps.com. See why everyone's buying from Ryan in Sodas.
Hamilton is coming. Tickets are on sale now for the Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning musical, Hamilton, in Rochester at the West Her Auditorium Theater from November 18th to the 30th. Get tickets at rbtl.org.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Want to make a change just by trying something new? The Fab Over 40 competition. Empowering Women Over 40 is partnering with TikTok to support the National Breast Cancer Foundation. TikTok is more than videos. It's a place to connect, share stories, and find inspiration. Download TikTok, search Fab Over 40, and follow the verified account. For every new user who joins, TikTok donates $4 to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Be part of the change. Download TikTok today.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.